5 interns of the Long Tom Watershed Council's Traditional Ecological Inquiry Program and a few dozen staff members, fire bosses, and agency employees gathered at the Chilamalee Reserve. The Oak Savannah here provided 3 acres for the interns to apply their knowledge of fire as a tool.
I have learned that a small spark can start a whole field of flames.
Kaneem Cushman Whiteeyes is with the Chinook Indian Nation and a middle schooler. He's setting fire to a meadow with a flaming pitch stick, while water trucks and crews of shovels stand by to help keep it within the designated area.
The best thing about using fire is that you can learn so much about it in like a little amount of time, and it can be very healthy for the land.
Nearby, TEIP's program manager, Rachel Cushman, helps her other son, Isaac, set a few fires and keep aware of his surroundings. Fire can reduce acorn weevils or help coniferous trees reseed the area. Cushman says this part of the Willamette Valley has always been a fire-formed landscape.
It's been unhealthy because fire's been missing, and so we're awakening the land, we're building that relationship back up, and healing it through this practice of cultural fire.
A few yards away, TEIP's curriculum director, Joe Scott, helps a few interns extend the fire closer to a camas meadow. Scott is a Tsleil-Waututh tribal member who did a training exchange with the Yurok tribe. Now he's applying all of his accumulated experience to teach the TEIP interns about good fire.
Youth have come up seeing fire as the enemy, as a destructive force, and this is a perfect example of fire being a constructive force.
Scott says with the fall rains, ash and nutrients will replenish the soil and help the camas prosper. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull, near Eugene.